Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of HP Detectives. I am Alex.
And I'm Sam.
Let's start the show off with some
news.
Harry Potter news. Let's see.
Gary Oldman? Who's Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman, not in Harry Potter.
Oh, is he the guy who played Sirius?
Yeah, he's the guy who played Sirius. Gary Oldman, who has played the role of Sirius Black in the last two Harry Potter movies, may not return for the fifth film in the series. What do you think of that?
I don't think that's good. I thought it was actually a pretty good Sirius.
Yeah.
What did you think of?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if he'd be replacing him.
Yeah, because he seems like a pretty good guy. Let's see. So far, we have... Over this week, we have got some...
The metronome's on.
We got some email. Let's see what email, because there's a few that we were asked to bring onto the show. One second. Okay. Let's see. We got something. Snape.
Dude, they heard me say the metronome.
So. Here. We got this email.
Okay. Hi. I'm commenting on your podcast about Snape. Snape has a weakness of being suspected cowardly, but he's not stupid. He wouldn't have taken that vow if he had cared about Dumbledore staying alive. We both know that he has pretty snappy comebacks, and could have easily wiggled out of making an unbreakable vow. Second of all, Dumbledore doesn't beg, in my opinion. He doesn't beg for anything, and I can't see him begging for death or for life. He knew he was going to die. You could tell he knew it was coming. Remember, in the first book, to the well-organized mind, death is but the next great venture. Dumbledore never dreaded death. Never. For the half-blood prince thing, I myself don't think that Snape was flaunting. That he was half-blood. I think it was just the half of his blood was prince blood, like his mother's blood. Proud of being half prince was just that half of his blood was prince blood, like his mother's blood. Oh, I already read that. Proud of being prince. But I really enjoy listening to your podcast and keep up the good work. Can you share your views on how the seventh book is going to turn out? Who dies? And also, J.K. Rowling said the last word in the seventh book was Scar. What do you make of that? Lizzie Wollison, Sudbury, Massachusetts.
Yes, that was a very good email. Lizzie, and who do you think's gonna die in the next book?
You know, I'm figuring, like, probably one of Harry's closest friends.
I think Neville.
Neville? Why not? Oh, yeah!
I think Neville's just gonna die fighting Bellatrix.
Yeah, I think you're right. Voldemort probably won't die.
He might.
He never dies. He always comes so close, but then they don't get him.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the seventh book, probably they're gonna have a showdown.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. You died. Oh man, wipe yourself off. You did.
Mm-hmm. Since our last podcast, J.K. Rowling has updated certain parts of her site.
Really? Let's see.
She has updated the Daily News.
Launch of the children's high level group. You read out.
Okay. It's popping up.
You also have to look at rumors.
Mm-hmm. The new one. Launch of the children's high level group. On the 25th and the 26th this month, I will be in
Bucharest,
the capital of Romania, to help launch a children's high-level group. This will be a brief fact-finding trip during which I also helped raise funds for the group at the charity dinner. In 2003, I read an article in the British Sunday Times about the use of cage beds in
physical institutions
in the Czech Republic. The article alleged that children as young as two were being kept in these beds without physical contact or comfort for the majority of the day and night. The photograph that accompanied the article of a very young boy staring through wire mesh at the camera is still branded on my memory. In fact, it was so disturbing that when my eyes first fell on it, my immediate instinct was to turn the page quickly so as not to have to look at it. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad. You know what? Those people should be, like, hung by their toes from the roof of the Georgia Dome.
Hmm. Or the Capitol building.
Georgia.
Let's see if she's updated rumors. I didn't hear anything that she updated them, but Sam wanted to see.
Yes, I always do.
No.
Nah.
She hasn't updated them since we last saw.
Oh, I just saw the name Pettigrew. That reminds me. Pettigrew will probably help Peter. I mean, not Peter. Pettigrew will probably help Harry.
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if he knows that he has a debt to Harry.
He does. I'm sure he does.
He knows
how he saved his life.
No, how does he know that he has a debt to him?
He does. He just does, okay? I'm sure he does.
Hmm. I'm not sure, but if that's what you think.
It's on the Japanese flag. You can see it in Japanese.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling did a very good job of getting her website up in many different
languages. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
How'd you find a Japanese keyboard?
Also,
Hey, so was she born in 1965?
I don't know. J.K. Rowling has been, working on the 7th book, and I wonder how it's going to turn out with her writing the final book. And what are we going to do? What are the Harry Potter fans going to do after the last book comes out?
Wait around for the movies to come out? Read the books again? Wait for the 8th one?
There's not going to be an 8th.
Yeah, but remember she said in the 8th she was going to talk about all the stuff she hasn't had a chance to put in.
Yeah, it's
going to
be like a dictionary.
Yeah, of like Harry Potter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be kind of boring, but
it might not be. Because it's,
I mean, how do you end a series like this? How do you end it? It should just be an ongoing. Either he dies, or it's like impossible to end it.
The thing is the last word being Scar.
Probably something about the Scar like exploding or something.
Mm-hmm. Or
like a burst of pain exploding.
Or I've heard things saying that that his scar is a Horcrux, and that he must.
His scar's not a Horcrux?
And that he must,
No! I'm sorry! Whoever came up with that. No. No, 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 no. No.
Okay. That he might have to, somehow get rid of his scar, and the end might be. And Harry is left without his scar, or something like that. So he can kill.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Definitely not.
And we just noticed because Harry Perry, H. Perry, sent us an email telling us that the book reviews 1-4, were really dissing the books, so we changed those. Thank you, Hannah.
Wait, dissing the books?
they were from a Christian website that was saying how bad these books were. I don't get it.
Wait, we had those up? Whoa. Who put those up?
They're down now.
Oh, good. Good. Screw a Christian website.
We had a...
Idiot Christian website. They're fools. They're idiots.
Okay, Sam. We...
They're dumb.
Put ones up from Amazon.com.
They're... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah, we are very sorry about the last episode. That was... We just went off topic so much.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That was mostly my fault.
There will not be another podcast like that, we promise.
Yeah.
Because our goal is to bring the best podcast we can to you. Yeah.
We really try.
Mm-hmm. And it's just... fun for us.
Yeah, it really is. It's just a blast doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Michael Jordan saying goodbye.
I just thought of something. Why don't we start doing, like, things like for the listeners to do, that, like, so they can participate on the show a little bit.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Like, with all that Skype stuff and stuff like that?
I don't know about that. Because we don't have a Skype yet, but we're going to get one soon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, so we could have people on the show that way.
Yeah. That would be a blast. That would be even more of a blast. We already have a blast. All right. And, yeah, it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have a lot of fun doing this. And if we could have... you, the listeners, be with us too. That would be absolutely fabulous. I think yeah. Alex had a great idea. And, like, I don't know, maybe we could, like, get your emails, read them.
Yeah.
We can just say what you want to say, except it's coming out your our mouth instead of yours. We won't change it, like, one bit. And you can just, like... talk to us and tell us anything you want.
Yeah, the
and
thing
we'll
is...
we'll just put it up, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing this for you, the listener.
Yeah, we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we, Alex?
Yes, it should just be a fun thing to help listeners interact. And maybe when we get more listeners, we can organize something where we all, like... meet up somewhere.
Do it over Skype.
No, like we have like a detectives thing.
Like we meet at like Willie's or something?
No, I don't know. We could. Like, just meet somewhere.
That's a good idea. But then if people are listening in like Canada or something, that's kind of impossible.
But if people can't make it,
that's fine. But if there are people like in Georgia like us,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, like close to us, like close to Atlanta. And that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty fun. We could meet all our listeners face to face. Or some of them.
Yeah, but
that'd be so much fun. That'd be amazing.
What?
Oh, dude, let's do that.
Sam, I think we need to get more people first, but
yeah. But still, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything more to say about the seventh book?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Neither can I. Does that about wrap it up then?
Nah. There's still more that we can talk about.
Such as?
We could do, I don't know what we could talk about, but there must be something.
Must be.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, I just have a good thing for listeners to do.
What's
all
that?
Of our listeners, just send us the email so we can see how many listeners we have.
Yeah, please, do that. It would help us a lot. A lot. Not, like, barely, but, like, saving our lives, you know.
Because it'd just be really fun for us to see who listens to us.
Really would.
You can send...
Don't feel embarrassed. We're just regular guys. Just like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're regular average Joe Sixtooth.
You can send your emails to contests@hpdetectives.com.
Contests?
Or you can just get a link for our website at hpdetectives.com.
Yeah.
And click on contact us.
Or just email us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
I think that wraps the show up for today.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. See you next time we podcast.
Bye.